Oh, thanks for having me, mate. No, we were sort of just thrown in there. It was a very, very interesting and unusual process. As you say, I guess the improvisation is primarily and usually seen on the stage, and that's where I've done most of my improvisation. And so to get to work on this film was a real interesting and sort of eye-opening experience. It was a real treat. But there was I didn't have any script to work off, and I had no idea what was happening in the rest of the film. I was only sort of aware of what was happening. I only knew what my character knew, sort of thing, which made it very interesting in terms of creating the story. I've been improvising for probably about 20 years. I've started in Melbourne with Impro Melbourne. We do all the theatre sports and all of those fun improvisation theatre shows. And I got sort of more and more into that and started travelling around to different festivals around Australia and got to meet a lot of good improvisers in the sort of local national scene. And then started travelling overseas to all the international festivals and working with all the sort of improvisers from around the world and learn a whole lot about the ins and outs of improvisation and had a great time doing it. And I think at one of those festivals, probably at the National Theatre Sports Competition of many years ago, I probably met up with Murray, who was the director of the film. So yeah, it's been a fun road, and I do improvisation sort of as my job, so it's a treat. He's been poking around the edges, from what I can tell. He's done a lot of sort of short sort of improv films, but he was I know he had a real sort of had a real firecracker up him. He really wanted to get this whole feature length thing happening. He was definitely motivated, and he was keen to get the feature length improv film happening, and he was not going to rest until it happened. I think Murray, as he was making the film, I think he came to the decision that he wanted to sort of encapsulate some of that, as you say, that theatrical side of improvisation. Because when we improvise on stage, it's always kind of raw. You're seeing the sort of decisions happen in the moment, and there's a very sort of visceral feel to it, and the audience is very connected to it. So I think he sort of wanted to sort of give it a little bit of that by, I guess, showing a bit of the workings and the goings on, just to, I guess, yeah, encapsulate some of that, the immediacy that you get from live improvisation. Yep. All improvisers, yeah. He filmed it during a big improv festival in Canberra. It was freezing cold. It was the middle of winter in Canberra, and we'd all gathered there for a big festival, a week long improv festival with workshops and shows. So every spare moment when we weren't in a workshop or performing on stage at night time, Murray was grabbing people to be in this film, and you can see there's some very cold performers out there, and I'm pretending that it's not freezing in the middle of Canberra. But yeah, so he had a lot of improvisers to draw on, because just about every improviser in Australia was gathered in the one place at the one time. So that was kind of useful for him to make the film. Oh, it's cold. Yeah, she scrubs up all right, Canberra. She's not too shabby. Yeah, I guess the main characters in the cast were there was Patty Stiles, who's, if anyone is involved in improvisation, they'll know the name Patty Stiles. She's kind of she's a guru of improvisation. She's been teaching and performing improvisation for years, and she learned from Keith Johnson, who was the just about the granddaddy of improvisation. And so she's in the film. And then we've got the amazing Rama Nicholas, who has been improvising for just about as long as I have, and she's an amazing performer. And Catherine Crowley, who's a Canberra native, she also was in the main cast of characters. And then there's a whole bunch of other people floating in and around. Yeah, Glenn Hall and Nigel Sutton. It was a fun and exciting project that almost made you forget it was freezing cold. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gabby Milgate, obviously from Muriel's Wedding fame, she features in the film as well. She's in sort of like a subplot of her throughout the film, which is Yep. A nice little game to play if anyone goes to see the film as well. Because we filmed it in sort of chronological order, you can watch my character slowly starting to wear more and more layers of clothes I'm freezing. So, I start to you can see underclothes poking out from underneath my shirt. And, yes, I think I'm wearing gloves in one scene, just out of nowhere. Never explained. Yeah, continuity. Now, the continuity person quit because it was too cold. So I just started adding layers, I tell you. If I could have put on a beanie, I would have. I know. Oh, hindsight. Yeah, I'm Melbourne-based. Mainly, I'm always performing in and around Melbourne, or if there's any sort of big improv festivals around, I'll normally pop up there somewhere. And yeah, I think the film is popping up on screens around the country as well. I know it's showing in Melbourne in a week or so. So keep an eye out. Oh, it's a pleasure. I will do. See you, mate.